And his bones are being moved to all the places where Mexican immigrants go, so that it can bless all of us immigrants. Okay, so I'm talking too much, but I guess just one more thing. I was so enthralled by this story of Toribio Romo that I went to the Virgin of Guadalupe Church in San Jose, and also went to the Mexican section of Oakland, and I bought all the Father Toribio Romo cards, the holy cards that I could find, and medals, and refrigerator magnets. And somebody said, "Oh, you've got all the Toribio tchotchkes." And I also found novenas and holy cards and prayers. And so I brought them today. So I'm going to have them out there by our books. And I'm not selling them. If anybody knows of an illegal alien who needs some help, could you please take one of the cards or one of the medals and give it to them? And also, if you go to church, could you take the novenas and the prayers and have a service for the illegal immigrants?
Thank you, Maxine. Now, most writers would find that a hard act to follow.
But not Gish.
But not Gish Jen. And I'm aware, Gish, that Patty, the main character of your new novel, Secular Woman, with a strong feeling for religion, begins the story, this brings it to mind, sitting in the ancestral graveyard and invoking, in effect, the long spirits of her family. Which is a very profoundly Chinese act. And yet it's a kind of declaration at the beginning of this novel of her American identity in doing this in some way.